we've become aware in the past few years that it's more of a problem than we realized, and that not taking management actions to control it could eventually lead to population declines in our herd. And so that's why it's really received more focus over the past couple of years, and especially this year.
What percentage of Colorado's elk, deer, and moose herds have chronic wasting disease?
We don't know yet is the answer. That's a big reason why we're ramping up this testing. It's going to go in five-year phases. So this year, we're testing all of the Eastern Plains game management units. They'll be different next year, and then every 5 years, we'll have a complete picture of the state. I could tell you with confidence, and, you know, a fairly good confidence, of what the statewide percentage of CWD is likely to be.
You say that the testing is only going to be on the Eastern Plains this season. Could you talk about that? Give us some details.
So there's 78 different GMUs included this year. We divide Colorado into quadrants. It's the northeast and southeast portions of the state that are being tested this year. We are notifying hunters right now, so letters are being sent out, and they should start arriving in hunters' mailboxes here in the next several days, letting them know if they're in a GMU that has been selected for testing. We have info on what to do if you're selected, where to go to take your animal. They'll collect the lymph nodes from the head as how they test it. Be aware, if you are coming from out of state, that some states have different rules for transporting game, transporting animals with CWD. So just be aware of what the rules are for your home state, and be thinking about what the rules are for you know, the states you might be traveling through to get to Colorado or to leave Colorado.
What happens if it does have CWD?
If it does have CWD, we do advise folks not to eat the meat. There has been no evidence so far that the prions can jump in CWD to humans, although there have been some tests where it has jumped to other animals.
When do the hunters get the test results back?
It will probably take a couple weeks for the results to come back from the lab.
That means that these hunters can dress out their kill and maybe package it all up, but they get maybe a result that says the animal tested positive for CWD, and then what, they dump all the meat?
That's correct. That's what we're advising folks to do. You can get reimbursed for some of your processing expenses.
So the 78 game management units are on the Eastern Plains, and some of them are in the central part of the state. All hunters who are registered to hunt in those game management units will have to have their animals tested. Is that correct?
All rifle season deer hunters. So
deer.
It's not mandatory for moose. It's not mandatory for elk. It's rifle season deer hunters.